Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, reminding you there's a lot of great things going on in the world. Tim, how are you?
Man, I am excited, and you know exactly why. Thunder up.
Yeah, we're recording this during a Thunder game. But we're also excited for positive news. If you want to support this positive news podcast, you can like, share, and subscribe. Or follow us on all our social medias where we post links to our videos, Tim's pretty face, and all sorts of positive news stories on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our YouTube. But let's get to these positive news stories. Tim, do you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely, man. My first story is from a man in London who basically he spent decades sleeping on the streets and in hostels. He recently was named London's best bus driver. His name is Pat Lawson, and basically he won the award because he is always smiling. I thought it was awesome because I got made fun of when I was younger because I was always smiling. So the fact that he won this is dope, but his story is even better because he was homeless. Whenever he was homeless, he basically started hanging around with the wrong people, just like he did as a teenager, which got him in the position of being homeless, and then he ended up having to spend some time in prison. And that basically dragged him into the vicious cycle of homelessness. So he was in and out of jail, just trying to figure out what he wanted to do. And he said he hit rock bottom, and he just started questioning all of his life choices. And that's when he decided, you know what, I need to get help to turn my life around. So he contacted the Single Homeless Project, and they helped train Pat as a bus driver. And he immediately fell in love with the job. And all these years later, he won the best bus driver in London.
Well, that's an awesome positive news story. I appreciate your smiling, Tim. I appreciate his. And that's just a way to overcome something with positivity.
Absolutely.
My first positive news story is kind of a combo. It's a Fortnite positive news story, I guess you could say. The founder of Fortnite, I guess the owner of the company that founded Fortnite, is Tim Sweeney. And he recently purchased 193 acres of land for $1.9 million to make sure it wouldn't get cut down. He just wants to maintain the forest. I think that's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome positive news story. And there's a gamer, he's a gaming celebrity called Dr. Lupo. Great nickname. His name is Benjamin Lupo. And he and his followers raised more than $600,000 for charity during a 24-hour Fortnite live stream this past Saturday. All the money goes to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Last year, Dr. Lupo raised $1.3 million for charity while he was streaming Fortnite. And if you don't think that's awesome, this is not the podcast for you.
Ha! Take that, world.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my story is awesome because I know I love food trucks. What about you, JP?
Food trucks are the best.
Exactly, exactly. I remember whenever like I was growing up and I'm like, yo, taco trucks, they're legit. They're amazing. And then now we have all these like crazy food truck places we can go to and just like pick and choose whatever we want and go to like six different ones in one day. It's amazing. So my story is about one and it's awesome. There's this man named Jaron Board and his girlfriend. They decided to go into business together to do something they love, which was cooking. And they decided to open up a Soulful Choices a couple of months ago. That's what the name of the food truck is.
Great name.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was awesome. So they basically are now profiting a little bit of money. And what they decided to do after, you know, everybody gets paid and they have a profit, they decided to go inside their community and help out with the homelessness problem. They understand that not everybody gets to eat, so they want to help any way they can, and cooking is what they love, so this is what they can do. It's pretty amazing, man. I have some cool pictures. I'm going to share the article to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. Make sure you guys check that out, as always. And it's awesome. They posted on their Facebook page, Give Back Wednesday. And I thought it was pretty cool. Kind of made me want to like challenge us to try to get a give back day where we're doing something or finding somebody that's doing something and share that. But they actually nicknamed this man the Soul Man. Which is the dopest nickname ever, considering, you know, you got soulful choices. And he said he's going to constantly do this as much as he possibly can. Every time they have a profit, they're going to try to make an annual time where they go down there, feed the homelessness or homeless people, and help out their community the best way they can.
That is absolutely awesome, man.
Tú sabes.
Your love of food trucks actually leads great into our next little segment. At the middle of our podcast, we like to do our little positivity, where me and Tim, we talk about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage you to do that as well while you're listening, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. So Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I am grateful for the youth in our community. So recently, some kids at one of the high schools, your high school you graduated from, decided to put together an alumni soccer tournament for all the city schools on the south side of Oklahoma City.
Yes, sir.
It's dope, man. It went really well. The everybody signing up, people are talking about it on social media. It's pretty awesome. So I got contacted today by the same group of kids that put together the soccer tournament. They want to put together a running event, like a 5K. And they just like were, hey, can we, you know, take some of your ideas? Can you help us out? And like, basically, we're going to meet up on this Saturday, man, and talk about it. And I'm going to help out any possible way I can. But I just thought it was awesome because, like, when we were younger, we were complaining. Well, I know me specifically, I was kind of complaining, like, why is nobody doing anything, like, to make our community better? Why is nobody doing anything, you know, why don't we have any leaders, basically? And these kids aren't doing that, man. They're so much better than I was. And I'm just so proud that, you know, this community is turning around because of the kids, because of the youth. We talk about all these kids all over the world, and we got some great ones right here in ours, our community.
Absolutely, Tim. They're being the leaders they need to be at a young age.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful for the parents of our youth, because there's nothing like good parenting, good, like, having someone to look out for you. Yeah. You can't succeed in life unless you have people caring for you. Any sort of, like, mentor, parent, any sort of teacher that's in your life that helps you along the way, helps you learn. And then you get to pass that on to, like, the youth that are going on today and helping out the community. I think it's awesome. I'm also grateful for mentors, because do you remember the positive news story we did a year ago? You probably don't, because we do a lot. It was a Dallas Middle School Breakfast with Dads event where they were having all these middle school kids come, all these young boys. It's like, hey, we need some mentors. We need some dads to show up.
Like 600 showed up or something?
Exactly. You know they did it again, right?
Yeah, they did.
And even more dads showed up to support these youth and be like, hey, man, we're here for you. You never need something, we're here for you. Because some of the youth in the middle school, they didn't have any dads. They didn't have a dad to show up with them. So you get all these 600 men coming in. They're like, hey, I'll show you how to tie a tie. You ever need something? Here's my cell phone number. You ever need it? It's just a great way to just connect the community, man. It's an awesome positive news story.
Man, absolutely. I agree 100%.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last positive news story is about an 11-year-old boy named Advik. So Advik is a tiny 11-year-old, like 70 pounds, right? He was with his mother and his uncle at their apartment complex in Minnesota. And basically, he saw this man that was like swimming in the deep end, and he did not come back up when he went down. The man that was swimming, he was about 170 pounds, and he was 8 feet down. He was floating with his hands stretched out, his mouth and his eyes were wide open. Advik yelled for help, but help was a little too far away. So without even questioning it, he jumped into the water and realized this man is really big, so he popped back up to yelp to see if anybody was coming, and he saw nobody was rushing over, so he went back down. And he said that he was a little scared he wasn't going to be able to help him because he was twice his size, and he ended up pulling up this 170-pound man and saved his life. actually, because if he would have been down there any longer, he was already unresponsive when he came out of the pool. If he had been down there any longer, it wouldn't have been great. So the fact that this man is now doing amazing, made it, full recovery. I really wanted to share this story on Facebook because there's a lot of kids out there that would see something like this and freak out, including myself as an adult. He did what a lot of people wouldn't have done. He said afterwards, you know, I passed my swimming classes, so I really wasn't too scared that I wasn't going to be able to swim. And I thought that was just awesome, man. He's a true hero, and I'm very, very happy for him.
Yeah, share that story. Where are you going to share that story at, Tim?
At the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook.
Check that out. Like, share, subscribe. All sorts of positive news stories on our Facebook page. And that's a pretty awesome story. I know you're pulling up someone the waist twice as much as you. It's a heroic act, and it ties into what you're grateful for, the youth in our community.
Tú sabes.
Speaking of helping out with youth in the communities, there's a rapper, an MC, I should say, named Travis Scott. He's donated $100,000 to a nonprofit organization in his hometown of Houston, Texas. The nonprofit organization's goal is to provide youth with creative, technical, and educational resources. And they offer a series of after-school programs which focus on topics such as music production and graphic design. And so shout out to Travis Scott for doing that. But you know, one of the things his money is going to go to is the kids do drone racing. Did you know that's a thing, Tim?
I had no idea.
That sounds fun, right?
Yeah, man, I can't even control a drone. It's embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds fun seeing like some skilled kids mastering their drones, going through these little competitions, these little obstacle courses.
Yeah, I agree. It does sound cool.
And some of the money Travis donated is going to go towards that. So shout out to Travis Scott giving back in his community, helping the youth and this nonprofit called Workshop Houston, helping out the youth in their community. I think it's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
We are out of positive news stories, but we will be back on Monday with an inspiring story episode, and then we'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories. But Tim, do you have a quote?
I absolutely do. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of overcoming it. Helen Keller.
Nice, Tim, nice. We should like put that on t-shirts. Positive Truth t-shirts. I like that quote.
I miss our shirts.
They're gone. We appreciate everyone for getting one though. We got more coming. And we'll be back soon. More positive news stories. We're out.
Stay positive.